Next patient is Rosa Rosario, R-O-S-A, R as in Robert, R-O-S-A, Rosa Rosario is R-O-S-A-R-I-O, Rosario. Rosa Rosario, date of birth 9-10-1940, date of visit is 1-30-23. This is a consult from Joanne Saxor, M.D. Joanne is J-O-A-N-N-E, Saxor, S-A-X-O-U-R, M.D. Please make a copy for her, please. Next paragraph. Dear Joanne, thank you for sending Rosa Rosario for pulmonary evaluation. Next, here's the person. Tell us. This is a... let's say this is a 82-year-old female who has had a history for COVID-19 infection in June of 22, has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion since September of 22, and has been unable to exercise much and states that she gets out of breath even while walking, and has been sent for a chest x-ray chest x-ray in December 22, which showed no acute infiltrates. Similarly, prior chest x-ray in October of 22 was clear. A CT chest done on 9/9/22 showed no pulmonary embolism and lung fields showed no infiltrates. The patient has an occasional cough and mild wheezing and denies any chest pains, and she denies fever, such also night sweats. She is presently not on any medications for shortness of breath. Next, past history, patient past history has included history for tonsillectomy in 1970. Breast biopsy times 3 in 1980 through 2005. And ductal carcinoma in situ. They also had the total abdominal hysterectomy and a right oophorectomy in 1984. Cholecystectomy in 04. Hand surgery for trigger finger in 07. And cataract surgery with lens implant in 07. And also had a left mastectomy for breast cancer in 2017. Prosthesis for the left breast with reconstruction following that. Next, allergies. no drug allergies, just some seasonal allergies and intolerance to codeine. Next paragraph, habits the patient does not smoke, no significant alcohol use. She has been exposed to secondhand smoke. Next paragraph, family history, father died of cancer of the rectum, mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph, review of systems of patient has lost weight. And has some fatigue. She has glaucoma, no cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency of flank pains. She has some joint pains and muscle aches. She has shortness of breath and wheezing and cough. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn, no black stools. No diarrhea. The nice chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. And she has anxiety attacks. And she has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next, medication list. Included quinapril 20 milligrams BID, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID. Pravastatin 20 milligrams daily, aspirin 1 daily, anastrozole 1 milligrams daily, and famotidine 40 milligrams as needed. Next, physical exam, this averagely built. Elderly white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 120 by 70, pulse is 74, respiration 20. Temperature 97.5, weight is 113, saturation 93. HENT non-cephalic, pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mild, inject the ears, no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Lung fields are clear. Heart, the absence of regular S1, S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Neurologically reflexive, 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea with reactive airways disease. Number 2, history of COVID-19 infection. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, history of breast cancer. Next, plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast and was placed on Ventil and HFA, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, CBCs, IgE level, and a BMP to be done. And she was advised to come in for a follow-up here in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Joanne Saxor, MD, SAXOUR, Saxor, MD, Mr. Dr. D'Souza.